Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and DeBot. 7:05 in the morning, October the 17th. Good morning. 530-605-4567. Give us a call. We're going to be talking about the debate. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. We've got some great guests going to be on. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. We got a call during our news from Bill in Missouri, who's listening to us.
Really?
And, yeah, we get a lot of people listening to us all over the United States and the world. Called in and said, "Where are you guys? You didn't know we were in Reading." You know, I said, it's not on the web. You know, maybe it's not on the website anywhere. Yeah, we're hiding in a little
small. World travelers. We just came back from Tennessee. We could have stopped in Metcha.
World travelers. That's us. Tennessee, that's us. That's we're in the world. Hey, speaking of worldly, Bad Bob.
Good segue. Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob. You're looking happy today.
It's always a good day to be watching the grass grow from this side, too.
Hey, you know what, Bad Bob? You didn't watch the debate last night, did you?
I did not.
That's why you're happy today. Hey, sweetheart, you watched it. You know what? Welcome back.
Hey, it feels great to be back. I know. You sound like you're a little on the...
I am. Whatever they do to you in airplanes, to me.
This is the deal. I mean, I have felt in my life, I've traveled such a great deal. Internationally. I used to think nothing, and airports were exciting to me. And, you know, I remember being on 14-hour flights to Asia. I lived in Hong Kong for 2 years. I've been to Africa. I've been to Manila. I've been to Thailand. All these places. And traveling around the United States. What is it about traveling today? It's the TSA. It's the taking your clothes off. It's standing in a booth. It's waiting and it's like being prodded and herded. I'm no longer sitting in the middle seat, my love. I want you to know right there, right? You know, try to sit next to your husband, and when you're 5'8", literally those middle seats are for children. I felt like I was in a high chair child seat.
Does that mean you're not sitting next to me anymore?
Sitting across from you next to you. But it used to be very glamorous. I don't know. I wasn't bad. Delta Airlines, you know. And then thank God, I think people were somewhat patient. But let me say for everybody that's listening, when you're doing a connection, let the people go before you that have a 45-minute connection. Don't just, dilly-dally around if you're going to fly these days at all.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to make... Well, you know, part of the problem is when you said when you were taking your clothes off was that when you got inside the x-ray machine was... I think they probably should have left something on at that point. That's why they kept you in there for 10 minutes. Anyway, hey, look, let's go to our friends, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 6 points at 13,545. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 4 at 1459, and the NASDAQ is positive 5 at 3106. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 11 cents at $9.57 and Citigroup up 69 cents at $37.94. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 20 cents at $15.68 and Bank of Commerce is up 3 cents at $4.54. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.97%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 43 cents at $92.52. Gold is up $1.80. At $1,748.10, and silver is up 3 cents at $32.99. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. Don't go anywhere. Are you still there?
Kelly, yes.
Okay, she just, I was curious, and we'll find out because they'll be calling again. Yes, I'll be calling, ask again at the 8:10 hour. What happens after, you know, we had the, of course, the presidential debate again last night? What, I really want to know what happens in stocks the next morning. I mean, are they going up? Are they down? Are they crazy? You know, what's happening in the stocks? So when we come back, we'll ask, you know, we'll get right there with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Until then, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. We've got tickets. We're going to talk about the weather. We have a guest. We've got Bill on the line. We're so excited here on KCNR 1460. We're going to let that bell ring.
We had to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:14 in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get right to the phones. Bill, what's on your mind? You were live this morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're great. What's going on in your mind?
Well, I'm actually calling you from Washington, Missouri. it's fun. You got a new IHAP or whatever you call them things on the computer to where you can, you know, go around the whole country and listen to radio stations.
Wow, that's good. How'd you find us?
I hit talk radio because I love to listen to people speak. But I don't want to always listen to the common people on the voices of the radio, Glenn Beck's, Rush Limbaugh's, and all that all the time.
Yeah.
I like to listen to common folk that just happen to get a job doing what they love to do at a lower scale, basically, than them, which is pretty higher than some of the other people. And, you know, I went to iHeart first and started listening to that. Then I found this app and started listening to that. And, just went to your website. And I was like, "Where in the heck are you guys at?" It didn't say. Well, you know, it doesn't say California on your website.
Well, you know what? We're from Northern California. We're a little bit different than Southern California. We like to think of ourselves as the state of Jefferson in Superior, California up here.
Okay, so you're kind of like the Giants fans, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we like the Giants. We're not.
I'm originally from Cincinnati. So
oh boy!
Think of where
Mount Shasta is. We're about an hour's drive from Mount Shasta. Actually, we are at the very end of. In fact, we just came back from Tennessee, and they're saying, "Where's Redding?"
We're
at the very end of the San Joaquin Valley, which some people think is hot, well, or dry. And yes, we're both, but we are at the foot of the mountains and it's beautiful. We're right at the, beginning of the Shasta Trinity, forest and,
I'll have to look you up.
Oh, man.
It's kind of fun just floating around in, cyberspace.
Yeah, and if you ever do come out here, we'd love to have you on the air.
Well, and then also you guys are talking about the debate, and I think a lot of people are missing some of the questions and answers and everything that people were given last night. Everybody worries about polls right off the bat, and they forget what subject was there.
Yeah.
But the main thing Romney said last night that people didn't miss, because it was in one breath of sentence to jump to another thing, was small businesses are considered people. And once that person makes over $250,000, they are taxed like a very rich person.
Yeah.
That's why small business is major for this Bush tax that might disappear at the end of the year, because that business will be charged as rich as a rich person, and me and you, or you and I, will be paying more for a pizza, door lock, whatever you go to, and it's just going to create more havoc with our money that we have now.
And you're right. And it was glossed over, but it was exactly right that it's small businesses and the people that are running the small businesses and that have been working at these things for 30 or 40 years. You know, all of a sudden they're getting punished for it.
Right. And you people out in California,
start on us.
You guys are in the hole as it is, and to listen to all this stuff and not be standing up and saying we can't take no more. We got $5 gas. We got more taxes coming. I mean, you guys should be screaming your heads at Washington. Every time he comes around there, you should be showing your signs and showing your, I've had it and I'm fed up. And
he doesn't come up to Northern California. Yeah, he doesn't come up to Northern California. He stays down in Southern California in Hollywood. You know, the other thing, too, I hope that everybody got last night is how he wants to reintroduce the assault weapon ban, which is a smokescreen. But then he talked about how there's no assault weapons in Chicago, which has the highest murder rate, by the way, in the country. But it's done by cheap handguns.
Right.
So right there he said the assault, quote, the big ticket word, assault weapons, but then he said handguns.
And people probably didn't hear that one. Well, right. Great point, because I didn't hear that, but the answer to that is you can't walk around the streets with an assault weapon in your hand.
No.
I mean, it's not going to happen as much as easy as people think it is. You know, first you got to pull it out of your car and walk wherever you want to go, which some people do, sorry to say. But, it's the little handguns. It's a little, look what I found, and pull the trigger and go have some fun for a couple minutes. I heard the greatest lady down in St. Louis, probably about a year ago on the radio. She was walking home from a basketball game down in the city. Just a shooting just happened, and a news reporter asked her, she goes, "Aren't you scared? Aren't you worried?" She said, "No, it's just this person shooting this person that shot this person's friend who shot this person's sister who did all this. They don't know me. I have nothing to do with them." And that's all that goes on.
Wow.
It was a mind-boggling thing to hear a person say.
Hey, Bill.
But, man,
We appreciate you calling, but we got to
cool.
take a break. And we got guests here, but
so
you know
great.
What? I'm really glad that you called and that you listened to it.
Hey, I get off at Lobster Shift. Don't ask me why they call it lobster. I'm not near an ocean. So, I get up. I come home in the morning. And I'll turn you on sometimes.
Oh, great. And we appreciate
that. Really? Love to have you join in sometime in the chat room. And it's really nice to hear somebody in another
chat room would be typing.
Yeah, we'd be typing. But anyway, appreciate you calling. And, the great thing is you're a voice of
reason.
You're a voice of reason, and also another part of America that
I can fix you guys in a heartbeat out there. I know I
can. That's so can we, but
we'll get into that later.
All right. Okay, Bill, thanks a lot.
Oh, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you an update on the weather. We also have a very special guest that is going to be talking about the Gem Mineral and Jewelry Show. We've got some announcements, some ticket giveaways, some more guests, and, of course, we are going to be talking about, well, your weigh in on the presidential debate last night. Is that what it was? We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by Taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you this morning? Glad to be back on track. We, of course, traveled to Tennessee, and, of course, living in Reading, it's not exactly just a hop skip. So we did have a great time and experienced a great time with family. Speaking of what it is to have a great time, we've got an event coming up here, and our guest this morning is Kelly O'Leary. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
I understand that October 20th and 21st, which is this weekend, we have at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society Gem Show.
Yes, and it's great fun for the whole family. It is free, so everyone is welcome to come out, have a good time. We have door prizes. We'll have kids' booths with spinning wheel and all kinds of things, geode cutting. We'll have the Shasta Miners and Prospectors who will be demonstrating, showing people how to actually pan for gold so somebody could learn something. They could go out and have some fun and maybe even make some money.
And that's really interesting. What is somebody who really has a fascination with rocks? What are they called?
Rock Hound.
Rock Hound.
Yes, and our youth group is called Rock Puppies.
That's cute. I have I think we have a few friends that have rock puppies in their family.
Oh, I think most of us do. But, yeah, we're going to have silent auction. There'll be demonstrations, all kinds of different demonstrations, how to polish rocks and, you know, cutting the stones, how to do the wire wrapping, like this
beautiful
fancy pendants you can make that don't require a jeweler. You can make your own jewelry. We have a workshop. We have all kinds of things that people can do. And our membership is only $15 a year. So people can become members for a good price and come to the workshop, learn how to make your own jewelry, polish your own stones.
Well, Kelly, tell us how you got involved. What's your story?
Well, my story actually is I started helping my parents. My parents were retired from military, and then my dad just got interested in gems and started buying some things and started into the wholesale field. And pretty soon they were doing gem shows and having way fun and invited me to go along to help at some of the busier shows. So I got involved, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a lot more fun than working 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 that I was doing. So I thought, well, I think I want to do this.
Do you find yourself ever driving along, let's say, on the way up to, for instance, you know, the Mount Shasta area and seeing a place that you pull over and go, oh, the rocks in there look amazing?
We have done that. I've had my husband, as we're going down the freeway doing 65 miles an hour, pulling a trailer and say, oh, pull over. There looked like some rocks over here, so let's go see what we can find. And we have walked out in the field, you know, where it's open and just picked up some rocks. So, yes, it is fun. You can do that almost anywhere. But we have actually a more of a scientific way of doing that now. We now have GPSs. The club has a GPS. Most people have GPS. So we have maps. We have different places where we can go in Shasta County. As a matter of fact, in November, we're going on a field trip. Our club does field trips. We're going to be going out near Mount Shasta, or Shasta Lake, I should say, and picking up crystals. And there's turquoise up near Shasta Lake. There's all kinds of things in Shasta County and nearby that you can go find.
We were with some friends and found literally almost a mountain.
Yes.
Do we know what? Of Obsidian.
Obsidian.
Glass Mountain.
Was,
yeah, that was the
amazing.
First time we saw that. I mean, that
there.
Was amazing.
Nobody
yeah.
was there but us, but it was just yeah. this
So we filled up the back of the car.
We have
600 pounds for making it into Spearpoint.
Sounds like that Lucy and Ricky movie where she got a rock on every place that they stopped and put it in the trailer. I can't remember the name of it. It was hilarious.
The long trailer.
It was a long trailer. That yellow trailer, and it got stuck. It was funny. All right, so Kelly O'Leary is our guest. We're talking about the Rock and Mineral and Gem Show, which is free. We love that. You know, people, this is a great family trip. What are you doing to kids? They get restless. Say, we're going to go to the rock and gem. You know, there's always probably a morsel of something that's going to stay with everybody in the family. They'll learn something they haven't known, and it's educational as well.
Oh, absolutely. We have displays that have the signs and the labels in them. We'll probably have about 30 displays of rocks that are from all over the world. Rocks and gems, dinosaur bone.
Anything from the moon?
No. As a matter of fact, that's,
Gold panning?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
And we'd give away a ticket, except it's free. So, I mean, so if you want to call here at 530-605-4567 for a free ticket for a free admission, I wouldn't do it. But if you want to, we've got one right here, free admission.
We are going to be giving tickets away for something else in the next segment. But you did bring in could you share with us what that is?
Yes, I brought in a pyrite sample.
Pyrite. Okay, somebody's calling because they didn't hear free.
That's fool's gold.
Well, are we giving that away?
We can give that away.
You can if you want to.
Name? Oh, okay. Well, they get a piece of pyrite.
Brian, you have less than a minute.
Oh, okay.
That about?
Brian wants to talk about the Gem and Mineral Show. And
bring him on.
We have a minute.
Go ahead, Brian. Yeah, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
String tighter.
You know, you brought up the point of it being a family thing, and my girls and I, because I'm a science teacher, so my girls and I go all the time. We go to boat. I don't know if they do boat 2 times a year, but we go 2 times a year, and we've been going for years, and it is a lot of fun. The kids learn a lot. You can't believe how much my kids know about rocks, fossils, and all kinds of great things like that.
Well, you know, you can't ask for more than that. You get something where they learn something, it's free, and everybody has a good time. I mean, what else is there in life?
Right. And, you know, you talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, having it free makes the biggest difference.
Yeah,
it's a great place to take your family, how educated. Brian, thank you so much.
We got to run.
Appreciate your call. You know, we love it when you call in because you give us your personal testimony, and that was a positive affirmation as well. Kelly O'Leary, thank you so much.
October 20th and 21st, Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Free!
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network stocks are swinging between gains and losses this morning despite a solid report on the U.S. housing market. That news seems to be outweighed by a weakness in the tech sector after disappointing results from IBM and Intel. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 13 points. Potash shares are under pressure after the company slashed its profit outlook for 2012 as global demand continues to slide. The change primarily reflects lower than forecast sales volumes due to delays in new contracts with buyers in China and India. This is the second time in 3 months Potash has cut its full-year outlook. And another failed green energy company that received federal money, electric battery maker A123 Systems, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A123 was awarded a total of $378 million in both government grants and Michigan tax credits. One issue aside from delayed factory construction and defective batteries is that Americans aren't buying electric cars. Fewer than 50,000 have been sold this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and DeBot, 7:35 in the morning on October the 17th. Already today, we've talked to Bill from Washington, Missouri, who listens to us out there. We talked about the debate, we talked about the gym show, and this portion of the show was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. You know, I can't get a better deal than that. Discounts for veterans, and then, of course, the lowest prices for tobacco in this town, they're at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done so much for this community over the last 30 years. I think everybody that's been associated with any type of veteran cause or cause for our community knows about Joe and Shelley and what a great job they do at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I got another announcement here. The Democratic Central Committee of Shasta County is having a drive-through voter registration October 22nd, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. the corner of Placer and Court Streets at that parking lot. They'll register voters regardless of party affiliation at the drive-through voter registration. They'll be there from 7:30 to 4:30. Just stay in your car and we'll register you to vote, says Greg Beal, chair of the Democratic Central Committee. Greg's been on the show before, good guy. Big thing is, that we all agree on, is get out and vote. That's the big thing. All right. We have, as our guest, Iron Mike. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning, Colonel.
And we're here to talk about a fundraiser for a gazebo that's going to be happening this weekend.
Yes, sir, that's correct. As you know, the local detachment of the Marine Corps League have been working for the last couple of years to raise funds to build this gazebo at Lake Ridding Park, a very scenic location alongside the river, to replace a gazebo that existed way back at the turn of the last century. Apparently it fell into disrepair and was demolished, so we have come up with the idea of bringing the gazebo back to life by building this very attractive structure. And toward that end, we have been, as I said, raising funds. We are setting up a fundraising dinner this Saturday, October the 20th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall downtown Reading on Yuba Street next to the post office. We're offering a very delicious home-cooked meal of barbecued boneless pork ribs and some smoky beans and salad. And all of this provided by the very lovely ladies, Millie and Kathy, of the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue.
Let me tell you what great ladies they are. We love them. I mean, I can't think of two nicer ladies in this town. I mean that because they have supported. Things aren't easy for these.
And
for
you'll
them.
Never go
they
homeless.
They are hard. They work really hard, and it's not easy where they're at. I mean, it's not, but they are always there standing up for veterans. You walk into the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue, and it's like going to a little mini museum. What can I say about it? And then once a month, they have a dinner that is just second to none, including that German night.
Oh.
That,
and like I said, you never go hugless. When you walk in, you feel their love. They love what they do. They love our veterans. They love the food they prepare. And every person that walks in that door gets a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it part of the, it's, you know, you almost like, well, wait a minute, I didn't get my hug. I cannot leave without, you know, and they won't want you to leave without that hug. So, I don't know, I know that may sound small, but it's not. It's part of that huge heart feeling with the Classic Cafe gals.
Okay, now, this is going to happen on the Saturday at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes, sir.
At the Veterans Memorial Hall right down on Yuba Street. $15 per adult, $5 for kids under 12.
Yes.
You're not going to go away hungry.
No.
Chris McCandless.
Yes.
Who is well known in town and for being a true supporter of the military.
He is.
And military veterans is going to be singing a medley of his patriotic songs.
Yeah.
Gosh. where can you get tickets at?
Well, we will be selling them at the door that evening. We've been setting up sales of tickets in various parts of the city. We've put up posters to remind folks, but they can buy tickets right there at the door that evening.
Okay, we're going to buy four here from Free Fire Radio.
Wonderful.
And we'll and if we don't make it there, our people are going to make it there. Great. We'll give away a couple of sets.
Oh, incidentally, Colonel, there is one additional feature that's not on the flyer. We will be having what Chris McCandless calls a key auction. Through the good graces of Patrick Jones of Jones Court. Yes.
He's so great.
Well, Jones, you know what? Patrick Jones.
He totally supports.
Well, you know what? He totally supports veterans.
He is, and he is supplying us with a rifle that will be auctioned off that evening. So for the folks that would like to increase their armory, there will be an opportunity to perhaps pick up a rifle.
Yeah.
And we expect to have some very nice gift baskets for the ladies in the audience that evening. So we really encourage the folks to turn out and help us out in this mission.
Okay, now this gazebo is beautiful. You know, again, you all don't want to use any money from the city, from the taxes. We're raising this money.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful gazebo. You could use it for weddings. You can, you know, and it's going to have all the services, insignias on it, yes. Tastefully done. It's been designed by Les Melberg.
Yes, that's correct.
Les just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it for free.
Yes.
And did a wonderful job on it. And it's going to take about how much to build?
Well, the retail price tag would be in the vicinity of $144,000.
Uh-huh.
But we are hoping to get donations of material, cement, rebar, electrical fixtures, plumbing. The roof is being donated by a local roofing contractor. So
who's that?
That's Harbert Roofing on Airport Road.
Well, let's do a shout out to them. That's great. Okay, so we can get things donated, and we can, and then you get people working on it, giving their time.
Yes.
You probably don't want me in there trying to help because.
Can I just say a little just here before we take a quick break is that, you know, we just got back from Tennessee. We're, you know, Chattanooga area where Carl's sister and his nephew lives and brother-in-law. And, you know, what is it about Reading? And again, this goes right into, feeds right into, what is it about a community that makes you want to stay?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the guy who's the company that's donating the roof.
Yes.
This is the most generous, loving community.
Indeed.
And if people are in need or they can see that there's something that should pay should really pay homage to those who've served, this is the place. This is the community that does these wonderful outreach acts of generosity.
But then you get people like Iron Mike Gutierrez here who is leading this thing. And you get Millie and Kathy. And you get all the other people that help there. I mean, what can you say? Dick Fighton. There's so many groups that help here. That how could you not love this place?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Carl on the bot. Our guest, Iron Mike Gutierrez. We've been talking about the fundraiser and a big dinner on Saturday night down at Veterans Memorial Hall. We're going to talk about a little bit more about it. We'll be right back.
That day he left the shack, but that was all.
How many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40, with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Trust. Follow through. Integrity. These are words voters are using to describe First Assembly District candidate Brian Daly. Under Brian's leadership, Lassen County has a balanced budget and is debt-free. And he'll work hard to protect our water rights.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
Brian Daly has gained the support of 27 elected local county supervisors. That's leadership. That's unprecedented. The choice is clear.
He's a guy that you can trust, that's going to get the job done. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
Send a farmer, a leader with common sense values to Sacramento. Elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I'm voting Brian Daly as Assemblyman because I know he's going to live up to his word and he will get the job done.
Paid for by California Farm Bureau Federation Fund to protect the family farm. Farm PAC, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 746 in the morning. Gosh, do we have to do another commercial here, too, before we get out of this? Another break here, October the 17th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's fall. You got to ask yourself a few questions. Is the price competitive for what you're getting? You need to check out Shasta Gas Propane. Do the company you're working with, do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? Shasta Gas Propane does. And what about service? They guarantee their service. Shasta Gas Propane are family owned, good people, and they want to take care of you and keep you warm during the winter. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
So what did you think of the debates last night?
Well, okay, I think Obama did a lot better. He showed up this time. I think that he said things, as did Romney, that were, you had to look at it and what they were saying. The big contentious thing on the Libya thing was, but then the moderator took sides. Moderators don't take sides. Moderators don't take sides. Kathy Crowley did.
Well,
she took sides.
I'm just, it was interesting. I was listening to a news program this morning and that it's again, it's like the drive-by shooting. It's the moments afterwards that she said, no, Governor Romney, he did say it. He did say that. And then she said, once you heard that and it's boom, there it is.
Right.
It's kind of like red.
Yeah.
Then she says a lower tone, but yes, you're right.
It took 14 days to make an official announcement.
Afterwards, but, I understand that she was on CNN or whatever, and she explained what she did and what her thought process was.
Taking sides. Her thought process there is that she took sides. She interjected herself into this. You know what? This is the president of the United States and a man who wants to be president of the United States. Let him duke it out. You know, the other thing, too, is that I don't think people – but you're right. I mean, I see what you're saying, is that she did say the second part, but it's kind of like on the football field when the first guy gets punched.
Yeah.
You don't see it, but the second guy punches him back, he gets the flag. You know, so in this case, it was like, oh, she said this, and then nobody heard the second part.
See, what people don't realize – well, I'm not saying that, you know, it's the dumbing down – is that really in our psyche, first impressions do matter. It's the feeling of the first impression. And I go a lot by sight and feel. A lot of people are wanted, you know, they read. They process things differently. I go by, I thought that Obama did a great job as far as an orator, as far as his, you know, charismatic quality.
He sounded a lot better this time.
I wanted to see Romney, even though he's great with his facts, not be so staid. And I think that's what's happening with, if anything, his disconnect from the American people, is that they feel he stayed. I wanted to see somebody like lose it, pace back and forth. But give me a moment of just like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but the problem is with that, you don't want a president that does that. You don't want a president that goes, ah, because you want somebody always in control. You want somebody, okay, he can be passionate, but he can't go like, oh, like you just said.
No, this is from my opinion.
Well, you know, but he did come out. He stood in his face and said, that's not true. Now, the one thing that Romney did I thought was great, when the young African American asked, why should I vote for you, to Obama? I mean, it's been four years. And so Obama said, well, you know, we got to do this, we got this. And Romney came out and pounded him. He says there are more people on food stamps than there was when President Obama took office. And did you know that there were more people working on Bush's last day of office than there are right now in Obama's, you know, three and a half years of office? He said that he just hammered the economy. Gas. You know, and here's another part I understand. Gas is over $4 a gallon. It's going to $5 a gallon. And Romney and Obama says, well, that was because it was low, is because it was a bad economy. So you're saying because the economy is good, gas is $5 a gallon? Is that what you meant when he said that? I mean, the gas and oil, he can't do anything about it. They pilloried. They hung George Bush when gas got up to over $2 a gallon. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They're giving Obama a free ride.
Well, when we were in Tennessee, how much was the gas? Because every time we go buy something, you always say it out loud.
$3.75.
So it's a dollar less in Tennessee.
But it was still $3.75. Mm-hmm. And the thing, I know, every time I go by a gas station, I go, oh, look, $3.75. Oh, look, $4.78. Oh, look, it went up.
Somebody who reads the
signs. Got to take a break. You know, when I come back, I want to talk a couple of things. REU got cleared in an investigation. The museum, the Northern California Veterans Museum, is in hiatus because they did not pass the funding bill for it. And there was some comments on that. But I want to talk about the Second Amendment, because last night, when everybody says, you know, you see all the comments, well, what has Obama done to touch your rights under the Second Amendment? Well, guess what? Last night, he fired the first round across your bow there because he said he wanted to take the, quote, assault weapons off the streets. And then he said the cheap pistols. Stand by. We'll be right back.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Linda hit me during the break. Bob, did you see it?
I have to get the cameras turned back on. That's all there is to it.
Well, it's going to be 91 today. What, you know, there's just... do you know what it's like to be inside a small cubicle with two guys in the morning?
Some people would pay money for that.
Well... Bring it on. I can buy my seat for a while. Hey, sunny today with temperatures around 91. Currently 65 degrees. Tonight we'll have clear temperatures around 57. Tomorrow we have 88. And Friday's back up about 82. So it looks like we're going to be up today. And then slowly temperature is going to be decreasing through the week, which would be really nice. We're starting to get
rain
ready for that
week.
Fall
yeah.
weather. Always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Every weekend they have wonderful music, and they've got so many wonderful events going on. Fall, great time to go out. And have Pete's on the deck Thursday night, 474-5546.
You need to ask them about their Sporting Clays range, which is a lot of fun when you go out there.
And their horseback rides, perfect time to ride.
Well, you know what? When you say when it's going to be 91 today and it's going to be cold next week, is so what do? You call Alliance Heating and Air, because 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air is there to serve you. That's right. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. They believe, they kind of like that family. You know, that family atmosphere, if they fix your, if they help you, it's kind of like helping a member of their family. That's how you kind of feel when they come over. Nice people doing great work. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. Last night, and I talked about it a little bit with Bill from Missouri who called in, is that the, the Second Amendment. It was directly asked, and Obama answered it directly. He is in favor of taking away your right to own a sporting rifle. You can call them assault rifles, but what they are, sporting rifles. Call them anything you want. But he wants to introduce legislation to take away your right to own a weapon. Now, he said he wasn't going to do that. And if he gets the, you know, everybody has said, oh, what has he done? What has he done? He's not done anything to take away your weapons or anything else. He just said it last night. And not only that, he said in Chicago, there aren't assault weapons on the streets. People are being killed with cheap pistols. Well, it doesn't take a genius to go from, assault weapons. Oh, and they tried to ban the Saturday night specials again. But what's a Saturday night special? A $200? Is that a $200 pistol? $300? How about a person that doesn't have a lot of money but can afford, you know, that wants to protect their family, and he has a $200 pistol? Does that mean he can't buy it anymore? So now you are taking away his right to defend his family? But the whole thing goes back to is that Obama is going after your weapons. He said it last night. He didn't do it last time, but he said it last night. I'm going for him. Give me a chance. Give me that second. Give me that second term. See what happens. Let's go to Jay. Jay, we got like a minute.
How you doing?
Okay, Jay, our taxi cab, yellow cab driver. What's up, Jay? We got a minute.
The last two debates have been I think, probably more important than the first debate for the very simple reason that in their attempts to make up for the first debate, they've shown themselves for who and what they are. And it's becoming obvious to everybody. And that CNN gal, Candy, she I saw it, the look on her face. She would DVR it, look back at it. You could tell that she realized she messed up and she tried to clean it up. But
oh, yeah, with the second comment, yeah.
Yeah, so it becomes real clear from these last debates who and what they are. They can't hide it. That you're not going to get it through a filter because you got to see it with your own eyes. And that's why Romney's surging. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful day.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Gosh, you know what? You know, I think people need to take a look at this because this is going to be big. But I tell you what, Romney missed his chance. He could hit that one out of the park. The only thing he had to do was tell him, so you're going to go after people that are law-abiding citizens and you're going to take away their right to own a weapon? Boom. Just like that.
Coming up next segment, Bruce Dean. We're going to be talking everything international. This is going to be amazing. KCNR 1460, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They battled last night. Today they hit battleground states. President Obama goes to Iowa, then Ohio. Mitt Romney will rally in Virginia, with both sides claiming their guy won.
We have fewer people working today than we had when the president took office.
Governor Romney said we should let Detroit go bankrupt.
And at times, President Obama and Mitt Romney argued.
Notice.
Production on government land of oil is down 14%.
Governor,
and production on gas is down 9%.
It's just not true.
It's absolutely true.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live where they debated, Hempstead, New York.
Spirited, assertive, aggressive, they could all describe the tenor of the president's new debating style.
Deductions and credits.
Mr. President, we're keeping track, promise you.
The president saying the governor's economic math just doesn't add up, relating it to Romney's investment background.
You wouldn't have taken such a sketchy deal, and neither should you, the American people.
Governor Romney insisting the last 4 years shows where the math is weak.
How about $4 trillion of deficits over the last 4 years? $5 trillion. That's math that doesn't add up.
The governor hitting the president for failing to deliver on the recovery, entitlement reform, immigration, and jobs. Dave?
Mike, it was a neighborhood watch shooting that left a teenager dead and triggered a racial outcry. Now a trial date has been set for the gunman. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Dave, the judge in Sanford near Orlando says George Zimmerman's trial will begin on June 10th of next year. Zimmerman is the neighborhood watchman who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, claiming self-defense. Zimmerman's arrest for murder came a month later after national outrage and complaints of civil rights violations. Meanwhile, Zimmerman's attorneys have been asking the judge to make prosecutors hand over more of their evidence, Dave.
Evan, five people are dead in Denver at a bar and grill that burned down early this morning.
The business had obviously been set on fire or arson, I'm guessing, to mask the homicide that occurred inside.
Police Commander Ron Saunier is asking anyone who was in the bar last night to help investigators. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
American troops are planning to play war games in Israel.
This is the largest exercise in the history of the long-standing military relationship between the U.S. and Israel.
Air Force Lieutenant General Craig Franklin says 4,500 troops from both countries will also work with British and German forces in a three-week joint air and missile defense exercise starting at the end of the month. This amid Israel's strong statements that military action may be necessary to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. New crime stats are out for the first time since 1993. The nation's seeing a year-to-year increase in the number of violent crimes. The government says they rose by 18% last year. Property crimes up 11%. The FDA is searching for more answers at the pharmacy that made the tainted steroid for back pain that's made more than 200 people sick across the country, killing 16 of them.
Agents from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration swept through the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, Massachusetts, with local police officers providing support. No details have been released as to what agents found, as calls for a larger investigation are being made by lawmakers such as Congressman Edward J. Markey. He is calling on the Department of Justice to investigate whether the pharmacy violated laws and regulations on how controlled substances can be made. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
There's new wisdom from dentists about teeth that some of you have lost.
Do wisdom teeth really need to be removed? Now dentists say what used to be viewed as a rite of passage may be excessive and unnecessary. The American Association of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgeons recommends offering young adults options like monitoring third molars instead of surgery. Professionals say the rules have changed in the past 5 years, and wisdom teeth only need to come out if there's reasonable potential they'll cause problems. Colleen Kappa on Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 15 points, despite a new report showing home builders broke ground on new construction last month at the fastest pace in 4 years, up 15% from August. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on our second hour. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, October the 17th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and get into our chat room. We're going to start off real quick here with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone.
Good
the Dow
morning.
Jones Industrial Average is negative 16 points at 13,535. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 3 at 1458, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 3103. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 6 cents at $9.52 and General Electric up 15 cents at $22.79. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 19 cents at $8.39, and Bank of Commerce is up 3 pennies at $4.54. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.788%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 50 cents at $92.59, gold up $4 at $17.50.30, and silver up 9 cents at $33.05. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors.
Hey, don't go anywhere yet.
Hey, Kathy, we got a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Kathy, after the jousting match that happened last night between the presidential candidates, so the president and Romney, what did anything really happen with this? The next morning, the stock market, what happens in New York? Do you see a big difference or not?
That's really hard to identify because what drives the stock market is the revenues of companies. And while the presidential election is important, it's not what drives the market at the end of the day. So it's really going to be driven more by reports from companies and how much earnings they've made than what politicians had to say.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Great answer. Okay, that's our Wells Fargo advisor. We have them on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here in KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, visit them, find out what's going on in Wall Street, or give them a call at 243-7561. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to break early because Bruce Dean is here from Black Bear Diner.
Papa Bear.
And we're going to be Sugar Bear. He's Sugar Bear. We're going to be talking to Sugar Bear about Black Bear Diner. It's one of the big success stories up here in the North State. But not just about Black Bear Diners. We're going to be talking about restaurants across the country. We're going to be talking about some of the travels he has made in association with his business, including to Havana, Cuba, and Hanoi, and some of the things that he's discovered out there. But and also at and we'll also be talking about the impact of Obamacare and what on the restaurants across this nation, and especially here in California. So we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Mm-hmm.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Autry Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:11 in the morning, October 17th.
It's going to be 91 morning. Degrees today, and looks like,
it's hot out there.
I know, and tomorrow's going to be 92.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Stop on down your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln Ram dealership. They're your neighbors giving you great deals on cars. And not only that, cars, trucks, SUVs, whether they're brand new, previously owned, but they take great pride in how they service these vehicles. So they keep them on the road at a minimum of time and effort on your part. Reading Crown Motors, your neighbors making great deals on a big purchase right here. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a look-see. Go on down and give them a shot at it.
A look-see. And is that a southern thing?
Wait, let me finish this. 223-2177. One of the things about the South is you can say, Bob, that is the ugliest shirt I have ever seen in my whole life. Bless your heart. You know what? After I say bless your heart, you've got to accept it and just say, oh, thanks, Carl. That's what we learned. Bless your heart. All right. Enough. Our guest, Bruce Dean. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi there. Thanks.
Now, we were just talking about, co-founder and co-owner of Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Yeah. Papa Bear and Sugar Bear.
We were talking about that. Yep. How can you get that out of your head?
We met Bruce a couple of years ago at an event out at their home, a beautiful home, and your beautiful wife, Michelle. And, we've gotten together a few times, and discussed the world. But, you think of a person, you kind of like tie them to their business. And you are so far away from that. I mean, you're so successful in what you're doing. But then there's so many other facets to you that we said, we got to have Bruce come in and talk. But one is tell us a little bit about yourself. But then we want to talk about Black Bear Diner, but then all the other things that you've discovered and that how you've grown here.
Right.
So who's Bruce Dean?
Well, thanks for
having me in and talking about some different things. Basically, I've been in the restaurant business, kind of defines me, obviously. That's what I've done pretty much my whole career. Been in it since I was 15. Was able to work my way through college and into graduate school, working in a restaurant, which is part of the story I want to tell. And ended up up in Siskiyou County, and where my partner Bob Manley and I opened the first Black Bear Diner in Mount Shasta in 1995. I had the food ideas, been in it forever, and had an opportunity for this restaurant that most of the people in North State have been in at one time or another, Central Mount Shasta, and but I didn't have a great idea for the brand that we would put it in. Well, my partner Bob, him and his wife had owned an art gallery. He'd been a wildlife guide, and so he said, well, you know, you come up with the food, let me come up with an idea. And he came up with the idea for Black Bear, and we gave it a run, didn't know really what we had, and the rest is kind of history from there.
Okay, now, that was, so the name Black Bear Diner, and you had the food, you had all that.
Right.
He came up with the name, and what year was this?
1995.
And that was up at Mount Shasta.
Right.
So that's your original one is right
that's
up there.
That's our original one in Mount Shasta.
All right.
We've been there.
Oh, everybody's been there.
Several times.
So when did you discover that this is a pretty good deal? I mean, these people like what we're doing here.
Well, you know, the first, again, when you get in this business, it's kind of funny. You just hope that you're going to do well. You open the doors and kind of see what happens. And so we opened the door. And it was kind of slow, and we kind of put all our money into it. We didn't have a lot. You know, I mean, we started basically with nothing. We got some help from our landlord to help us fix the place up, and we got a help from a food provider, Cisco, to help us with the food, gave us some good terms. And so we opened this restaurant. Nobody came. So, wow. First one. But by lunch the first day, we had a line out the door.
Well, so nobody came to breakfast.
No, nobody came to breakfast. And my partner, who hadn't really been in the restaurant business before, he was getting real nervous. So by the time noon came around, though, I was in the kitchen, and my partner was pouring coffee and greeting guests. And for 38 straight days, 16 hours a day, we worked before we had any time off. Actually, when you're in the restaurant business, people think, oh, geez, you get to kind of eat what you want and have what you want to do. You know, guess what? When you're in the business and you're busy, you don't feel like eating. So, anyway, I lost 40 pounds in the first 38 days. We called it our diner diet. And maybe I should go open some more restaurants, huh?
And, I was going to say, you're looking
you're
pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
This
is a big guy here.
Don't let him fool you.
You don't want to mess with this guy. He's pretty big.
He's fit and fast,
yeah.
Folks.
Yeah. So, anyway, my partner jokes that I lost the 40 and he found it. But anyway, so we worked hard, and it paid off. It was kind of slow going for the first year. We in the diner, we like telling a story. We have jukeboxes where customers could put quarters.
Yeah.
Well, for the first year, the money we made was the money that we got out of the jukebox on Monday mornings. Every Monday, we'd sit there and pull the quarters out, and I'd go one for you, one for me, one for you, and that was how we really got paid for the first year. Obviously, we could eat, and you know, you didn't have many food bills and things, but. That's how you get yourself out of the jukebox. You get your, you know, you start, you know, like a lot of business people,
yeah.
You give it your best shot, but maybe you don't have enough cash that you should have, and cash is king. So that's how we made it. 1997, we got a call from a landlord here in Reading and said, well, we've got this restaurant down here, which was at the time called Harry's, which is where we're at now at Cypress and Hilltop, and said, boy, we could sure use you guys down here. So, again, made us a great deal to come to Reading. And so the rest is kind of history from there. We've had a couple ups and downs, but basically we've grown, and now we're, you know, relatively large. So.
How many black bears are there?
54.
Yeah.
From all the way from here to north to Seattle, south to Phoenix, Colorado Springs. We're in Sioux City, Iowa. So we're in we're quite a few places.
Well, when do you decide? I mean, because there's got to be you know a time that you go, we've got five restaurants. It's something that I can do within a day. I can hit all five if I had to. When do you make the decision that you're going to go now multi-state?
Well, what what we did is, again, we didn't start with enough money. So how did we do it? You grow your business. We did a few by ourselves. We had a couple of ones. We opened one in Chico that was too small, and we said, just this doesn't fit. We opened one in Red Bluff, thought that was going to go, but it was too big, and we couldn't get the feel. It takes a while to get the feel for your business and find where it's successful and where it's not. So we went through those ups and downs, and then we met some friends, or that we didn't know them now. Now they're friends that basically had a chain of restaurants called Jerry's Restaurants, which were throughout the West at one point. They had 60 restaurants at one point, but it kind of gone through some hard times, and they said, geez, you did, the Mount Shasta store had been one. The Reading store very early on had been one. Said, why don't we get together and put this thing together, and we'll convert our Jerry's to Black Bear's. And it was a great deal for us because, again, we didn't have enough money to expand by ourselves or the infrastructure or the people and all of that. And so we came together and we converted all their stores. And then once we got done with all those, then we started our franchise company. And that's how we can grow multi-state, is through the franchising. We don't own those stores. We simply just franchise them.
Okay, well, being we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I'm curious, and I'm sure many people are, is that once you know, you're running, you're the CEO of running this conglomerate of restaurants, you know, the things that happen, like with, again, we're going to go into politics and how it's affecting you. How do you run the daily business of it, you know, with computers and how you have to upgrade all the constantly keeping track of things. Right. I'm curious to know how that works. I know it's a lot here just for a radio station. You can imagine 50 diners.
Yeah,
I think there's more than 50. I think you're getting ready to open a few more, aren't you?
We got a few more on the board.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, Bruce Dean from Black Bear Diner is our guest, and we're having a good time. And one of the things that's important we want to get back into is you came up through working in restaurants, put yourself through college and grad school. And this is important because we want to talk about this and the impact it has on America, these jobs.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Reading. However, because the Council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Reading an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed. But much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Reading receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 825 in the morning, October the 17th. Our guest, Bruce Dean, Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, and currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. We're going to have a hot day today, really sunny. Temperature's around 91. It's called Plentiful. Plentiful's around 57. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We're really thrilled here this morning because we have the founder of Black Bear Diners. I'm sure everyone listening has been to a diner, driven by a diner, or heard a Black Bear Diner commercial. It's something that's very much part of our society, our cultural, you know, part of being a Northern Californian. And so Bruce Dean is here. And recently, Bruce, you have been nominated to and selected to be on a very special board.
Right.
Can you share with our listeners what that is?
Yeah. Basically, I've been on the California Restaurant Association Board of Directors for the overall state for a number of years, six or seven. And basically, I just got voted by the board to basically be the president of the Restaurant Association in the years 2014 and 2015, which to me is a great honor. And because, you know, I don't know if you know much about the restaurant industry in California. Let's talk about that if we've got a second.
Oh, yeah. Let's do 4 minutes into this one because this is a huge job. Right. This is something that they just don't. You know, the head of the restaurant association. Yeah. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of people does that represent?
Okay, so give it a little facts on the restaurant industry in California. Over 80,000 restaurants in California. $64 billion in sales. We're the number two in sales tax generation in the state of California behind the auto sales, which you did the commercial for before we got here. We're number two in the state. Over $3 billion in contributions to local charities and organizations statewide through our industry. The second largest private sector employee in California behind healthcare with 1.4 million jobs in California. And that's why this is important to me because, you know, I started, my folks didn't have any money at the time that I went to college. My dad had lost his job and I got accepted to UC Davis where I went to school and didn't have any money. But I could work. I was a cook. So I cooked at a restaurant in Davis, one actually that we now own as a Black Bear Diner, and earned my way through college. I could have never done that. You know, I could have never paid my way. And this is I kind of like to talk about whenever I go around and talk in front of groups, is that really the restaurant industry is the great step-up, entry-level industry in our state and in our country. I mean, I'll go talk to people, and I'll sit there and there'll be a large group of people. I say, how many of you have worked in restaurants at one time or another in your life? Anybody in this room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Always raise our hands.
Yeah. I was 15.
Right. So everybody started there. Now, how many are still in the industry? I raise my hand. But it was the great first job. It was the great step up that you could learn about working and what it's like and how to do it and how to show up and work on time, and all the things that's great for an entry-level job. So, you know, at this point in time, 58% of the people who work in our industry do not have a high school degree. Now, that's I read that yesterday, and I said, wow. But they've got a job. They've got an opportunity to move up. And our industry is always looking for good people who want to move up. A lot of it's a transition spot. I can work here while I'm in summer break from college, or I can do this, or I can do that, or it's kind of a transition. It can be a transition job or a permanent job. So anyway, 32% come from non-English speaking homes, and 52% are under 30 years old. So anyway.
58%, though, do not have a high school degree, but they're making wages, and they're helping to take care of themselves and their family.
Right, and they're in, and they've got an opportunity, and again, an opportunity that we want them to move up and take more responsibility. So it's a great thing along those ways. One last thing. I know we got time here.
Yeah.
It's the great opportunity industry. In the last 5 years, there's been a 28% increase in women-owned restaurants in the state of California, a 30% increase in Hispanic-owned restaurants in California, and a 77% increase in African-American-owned restaurants. So it's a great opportunity industry, and that's the message I like to talk about.
Talk about, you know, it's a game equaler. If you've got that many different, minority ethnic groups that have started into this, to give themselves a chance.
Right.
You know, I think the important thing is what you brought up, though, Bruce, was it's a spot that you can start.
Right.
It teaches you the discipline to be in a job. You
get
paid for it. And then you can move on from there, whether you go on up to college or up the chain in the restaurant.
Right.
And, you know, learn that way.
Your choice.
It's your choice. That's right.
We're going to have to take a break, and we'll come right back. I know that we have a couple callers that have been calling in. I'm sure that if you hold on until the next break. But I know last night, of course, we had the presidential elections. One of the things we've talked about is Obamacare really affecting the restaurant, and will it affect the restaurant industry?
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners are dying to hear about this. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. It was a bare-knuckle debate last night as the president and Mitt Romney fielded questions from undecided voters like this man.
Mr. President, I voted for you in 2008. What have you done or accomplished to earn my vote in 2012?
The president responding.
I told the American people and I told you I would cut taxes for middle-class families. And I did. I told you I'd cut taxes for small businesses. And I have. I said that I'd end the war in Iraq. And I did.
But rival Mitt Romney cautioning.
I can tell you that if you were to elect President Obama, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a repeat of the last 4 years. We just can't afford four more years like the last 4 years.
Both camps feel their man was a winner. The third and final face-off is October 22nd in Florida, with foreign policy as the focus. This is a Fox News alert.
Speaking with Mr. Edgar Lump, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lump.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lump, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lump, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers today. Dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lump, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lump, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, October the 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's there. It's written there. Great people doing great work. They support our community. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Our guest, Bruce Dean, co-founder of the Black Bear Diner, which is now, as people are saying in here, we're getting all types of comments like they love the food. They didn't realize it was so big that it was in so many states. I mean, a lot of nice things being said in the chat room here.
Thank you.
But we've got a caller in here. I believe this is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and Bruce Dean, and what a story from hash slinger to entrepreneur, great significance, huh? Yep.
Well, you know what? It is. I mean, and the big point that Bruce is making, and I think everybody needs to realize, is that he put himself through college working in a restaurant business, as many of us have worked our way through college and through universities by working in the summer, working part-time, doing all this, and this was his avenue to success.
And it didn't get all given to you, Bruce. You worked and earned every bit of it, and you learned by it.
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
Thanks,
Jim.
By the
way, Marilyn and I are very delighted and regular patrons of your fine organization. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of representing 17 different California counties, Northern California counties, over the years. And you're everywhere I go. All of those counties almost that I've represented, you have a Black Bear Diner, and the reason that you do is because people like your service and your ambience there.
Thanks,
Bruce.
Thanks,
it's quite a challenge, though, isn't it? Dealing with the regulatory agencies of government.
It can be difficult at times. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I was reading something the Restaurant Association gave me yesterday, and the recent poll of 650 CEOs across the country felt that California was number 50 in the easiest or the most difficult to do business in the country.
Yes, and it's a daily deluge, Bruce.
50?
You know, most of what my staff and I do every day is fighting on behalf of the people we represent with the agencies of government who are not serving them. They are serving themselves.
It can be difficult at times, Jim, and, you know, but as we grow, you know, we've noticed a certain change, at least in the local environments, which is mostly who we deal with as we grow, and they've been pretty good to us as we've grown across the country, knowing that they need business and that they need sales tax revenue and all of those things. So thank goodness that we've been able to do that.
Well, thank you for the service that you provide and the leadership you're providing now for all the restaurants in California. And Bruce, I know all the community things that your organization does, you and Bob, your partner. You know, that's an example of being good neighbors and good partners in your community, the kind of different things and services that you provide way beyond your own business. So Jim Nielsen and Marilyn Nielsen, want to thank you for that, and we sure enjoy dining at the Black Bears.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Jim, you know what? We appreciate your phone call, and we think you're doing a great job.
Hey, we're plowing right along, folks. Have a wonderful Northern California day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jim. Okay.
Great energy.
You know what? You know, one of the things that Assemblyman Nielsen said, of course, running for senator, and Dan Logue's dropped out, even though he's still on the ballot, right. Has dropped out. It's important, I think, people realize that Logue's dropped out. But one of the things he talked about is the having restrictions and, you know, having to fight the government for some of the, you know, the things that are going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break now, a couple minutes early, because I want to come back and talk about the impact of legislation on California, but also the entire nation, we start talking about the restaurant industry.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Bruce Dean of Black Bear Diners, you know, a success story right out of here in the North State. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for Supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target with your mind.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 8:42 in the morning, October the 17th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. Someone reading the chat room at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices. They have any type of coffee-making equipment you can possibly imagine, and then they're going to show you how to use it. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Discounts for veterans. They've supported our community for over 30 years, Joe and Shelley have. So Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Bruce Dean, co-founder and success story up here of Black Bear Diners. I mean, who can forget during the Olympics, the bear running down, oh no, the bear at the Iron Cross on the rings. You know how hard that is? The bear out there like that. And then the next picture, it's a little grandmother. Yeah. Yeah, because eating a black bear diner says you can do anything then. I love it.
Yeah, those were good.
And then you're Sugar Bear.
I'm Sugar Bear.
Yeah, that's right. When you're Sugar Bear, that's you. Yeah. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have a question for Bruce?
I do. How you doing, Carl, Linda? Bruce, great. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Good. The question I've got is, I can imagine it must be kind of tough, with all these restaurants as far as the employee situation with Obamacare. I believe that 50 employee per business is kind of the magic number.
Right.
And I know we talked about this a little bit before. Can you kind of explain to the folks how that works as far as the tax goes and the penalty without having any kind of health care unless you take your employees down to 49 people?
Right. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Obamacare and how it'll affect the restaurant industry as a whole. And even here locally, everyone kind of needs to know that basically everything's based on full-time equivalents. So basically you add your full-time people and you add your part-time people and you come up with what's called a full-time equivalent. The magic numbers are 50 and 200. So if you have 50 full-time equivalents, you need to provide health care for that employee or pay a fine. And that fine is $2,000. Now, the real key to this thing, which makes it difficult, this is Obamacare is employer-mandated care. And the one thing that I will say is that not all employers are the same. The restaurant industry is a very low profit per employee business. So the National Restaurant Association has estimated that the profit per employee nationwide is about $1,800 per employee. So if you have to go and provide health care for your 50 full-time equivalents, that's it tells you if you have 50 and it's $1,800, that's $90,000 profit that you could expect out of your restaurant. The fine is $100,000. So what are you going to do? How are you going to do that? If you happen to be like us, where you've grown bigger and you're beyond 200 full-time equivalents, you have to provide health care for that employee and their family. Now, again, I'm a big supporter of healthcare. I've been on the boards of Mercy up here for upwards of 25 years, and I understand the need for healthcare and the desire to provide it. But from an employer-sponsored point of view, not everybody's the same, and so this particular piece of legislation will hurt us, and who it will really hurt also is the employees. Because basically, you're now incentivizing employers in low-profit industries to make their employees part-time, under 30 hours a week. If they're under 30 hours a week, you don't have to provide this health care. And so you just saw a nationwide, I don't know if you saw an article last week, where Darden, which is one of the biggest restaurant companies in the country, I believe they own Olive Garden and Red Lobster and all those, are actually doing some test stores that everybody is part-time. They've got over 400,000 employees. How are they going to cover all of these people and their families? Now, again, all of you here know how much it costs to cover your own family. And people out in the audience go, well, I've got myself and my spouse and one child. It could be anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a month. Now, the employees, obviously, our employees, again, they're entry-level employees. These are not people that are making $100,000 a year. They're people that might be making 25 to 50. And the legislation says that they cannot pay more than 9.6% of their take-home pay toward their premium. So if you have an employee that's maybe making a couple $1,000s a month or $2,500 a month, and 9.6% of that, $230, let's just say, that's a lot of money for them. You know, that's the difference between having a car payment and be able to get yourself around or pay rent at your
electricity,
all those things. So this isn't just hurtful to us. It is potentially hurtful, again, to all the employees in our industry and other industries as well.
So what I'm hearing you say is that if this goes through the way it is that it's going to change dramatically the work availability or the hours that people are going to have, because you're going to have to cut them back, because if you keep it the way it is, you're going to go out of business.
Right.
I mean, you can't afford to do this. You'll literally go out of business.
Literally cannot do it in our industry. And, you know, especially yet, we do not know what the mandates of that insurance are yet. So, you know, you can't go out and say, okay, I'm going to buy this policy for our employees that maybe is, you know, what good does a higher deductible insurance policy do for an employee that is an entry-level employee or someone who's just working their way up? They can't afford the deductible. And that's what's so upside down about this thing, and that's why I'm passionate about it. Again, I believe in healthcare, but how we provide it, how we do it, maybe those are the things that we need to be talking about rather than mandated care, mandated insurance, where everybody in this country has to buy insurance or they face penalties either as a business or as just a regular citizen.
You know, what I think I'm also hearing here is that there's going to be literally millions of people out of work if this happens, because unless you're planning on shutting down or that there's some way that you're gaining money, or you know, so I'm going to pass on all these expenses to my customers.
Right.
And in the middle of this recession, that's not going to work. They're going to go to someplace else.
You can't pass it on.
You can't pass on. And from what I understand, hasn't there been like some really huge corporations have already gotten exemptions from this, like McDonald's?
I think early on, and I don't know a lot about that, what the exemptions were.
I'd have to go back and look at that.
But
there has been 1,500 exemptions.
Yeah, and I thought the McDonald's was one of them.
It was.
Yeah, the other thing that's kind of interesting is we will not have anybody who is accountable to us. The people who are overlooking Obamacare and overseeing it and make the decisions on it have no repercussions from the voter. They are appointed. They are not elected.
Yeah,
this whole thing is it's going to be a mess. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for your phone call. That's what we were going to get into, and you asked it first.
Thanks, Terry.
Have a great day. Hey, Bruce, keep that good food cooking, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
Wow.
I mean, this is. I don't think people realize just how serious this is. I mean, you know, here's a man that's built a company, and it's covering multiple states, thousands of employees, and he's looking down the barrel of a gun right now.
We don't want to, with the American dream, which you successfully are in the middle of achieving and growing with, we don't want to be able to have any kind of situation that is going to have people want to work less.
Right. Or
need to work less.
The thing, again, about our employees in our industry is they need every dime that they earn. They need it to live and raise their kids and whatever. And for the government to really incentivize employers to either make them part-time, or if they're kind of on the bubble in your business, sitting there say, hey, you know, I don't need you anymore. I mean, those are bad things. I've heard of already one company in our area that actually reduced their workforce below 50 over this past year because of Obamacare coming already.
You know what? It's not going to be the only one.
No.
Bruce, I cannot see if somebody has 52 employees and they're looking at it, why, knowing that they're just going to get hammered at 50, why they wouldn't drop down to 48.
They're going to do that.
And,
you know, so anyway, it's a tough story, and I don't like it, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, and that we need to do something different in this. Again, healthcare. Everybody needs to have some access, the ability to do it without walking into the emergency room.
Right.
Okay?
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, because that's the most expensive form of treatment. But we need to do something that keeps them working and incentivizes us as employers across this country to keep our employees working.
Absolutely. Okay, our guest is Bruce Dean from Black Bear Diners, and a very concise explanation of what's going to happen to one huge industry across this nation if Obamacare gets into full swing. We're talking about maybe literally millions of people this is impacting on by with less hours or maybe even losing their jobs.
You think unemployment's bad now? Just wait.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be right back.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly,
This was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio down. At KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know what? Last weekend, big bike weekend. And you didn't have your Harley? Or you did have your Harley, and it was ready to rock. Because you were at Redding Harley-Davidson. You're riding an icon. You're riding a Harley-Davidson. They've got a bike for everybody. They've got not only just the bike, but they've got the service center that will make sure that bike runs safe and runs for a long time. Head on out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding or give them a call at 241-7117. You want to experience the ride? You want to live the dream? Head on out to Redding Harley-Davidson.
Vroom.
Potato, potato, potato. Hey, our guest is our guest is Bruce Dean, co-founder and entrepreneur for Black Bear Diner, which is now spread throughout the many parts of the western states. 54, but with some others maybe on the way.
Right, we got more coming, and hopefully things keep going well. Knock on this wood.
Oh, gosh,
knock
I hope
on
so. This
wood. You know, we'll find wood someplace.
It's really interesting because I have a girlfriend that was working at the Olive Garden, and she was in some kind of management program, and then last I talked with her, she said, no, they changed everything, but they're going to try to get all of the employees to go part-time.
Yeah, it's really the only option that they have to survive Obamacare. Again, it really doesn't matter how big you are. You could be, again, you could be Darden Restaurants with 400,000 employees, Olive Garden. But their profit per employee is not going to be able to afford that to provide it. So that's the only reaction that they're going to have, not only in the restaurant industry, but in other industries as well that are basically kind of entry-level industries. And so, again, this has the potential. I know that they probably meant that it's going to help people, and it probably will in one way, but in fact it's going to hurt those people out there who are now trying to get a leg up in our society to get into the workforce and the job force and make a difference. Those are the people that are going to get hurt here.
Well, you know, Bruce, somebody like you, obviously, I would hope, have said something like this to them. You know what you're going to do to all these industries, what you're going to do to these people? But I think one of the end result, and I think we talked about this, was a single payer.
Mm-hmm.
The government takes over everything.
Right.
And once that happens, we are really down the road at that point.
Basically, my own personal opinion is that that's what this is a path towards, single payer. And I think that's what President Obama wanted, couldn't get it, settled for this, but really the long-term path is that. And, you know, we all read and we hear, you know, the $780 billion taken out of Medicare to go to Obamacare. Really, people need to understand what that is. I was talking to a doctor the other day. Basically, it's in reduced payments to doctors and hospitals and health providers that are now being actually reimbursed at very low levels. And what's going to happen is that doctors that before could afford to take Medicare patients, and they're not going to be able to afford it anymore.
There's signs all in a lot of doctors' offices. We no longer take Medicare.
Right.
Now, why is that? Because they don't get paid.
And that's a bad thing, access to health care. We're talking about access to health care, and this is actually preventing that.
Yeah. Hey, our guest has been Bruce Dean, co-founder of Black Bear Diner. And you know what? And we've talked about his rise through by working in restaurants at an entry level,
right,
how it got him through college, got him into his master's, and how he and his partner started the Black Bear Diner chain, which is now 54 and growing.
Right.
But also the huge impact that Obamacare can have not just on Black Bear Diners, but on every restaurant in this nation. And we talked about one of them the small businesses that is going to absolutely have a tremendous impact. And as Bruce said, you think that unemployment was bad before. Wait till this gets in.
So you'll come back and you'll talk about your international travels.
Yeah, we want to talk about Havana.
Havana was neat.
Yeah, hey, just remember.
Thank you.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Back to barnstorming the battlegrounds for both sides in the presidential race after last night's debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Where voters here are still processing what they saw and heard last night.
He revealed the lies that Obama had been saying.
President Obama, oh, he's in my heart.
I think overall, I think they both were about equal. So to me, it came down to who do you believe in.
But there's no grass growing under the candidates. President Obama just arrived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He's on his way to a rally in Ames, then off to Ohio. Mitt Romney is in Chesapeake, Virginia, the Hampton Roads area at this hour. He then heads to Leesburg, about an hour outside of us here in D.C., Lisa.
Rich, thanks. Paul Ryan, meantime, in Ohio right now, set to take the stage along with former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. What had been a string of better news on violent crime is snapped in the government's newest crime stats. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeling has this live.
The number of violent crimes in the U.S. has risen by